Unit 3 Test, Part B, Audio 1. 1. Adrian.
I've always loved going to music festivals, so I couldn't wait to take my children to their first one last year. I went to a lot of techno festivals when I was younger, but obviously I couldn't take the kids to one of them. In fact, I'm probably too old myself nowadays. Instead, we attended a family event down in Cornwall, which was really well organised. There weren't many big acts, but the lineup was all right. To be honest, though, we didn't really go there for the music. What we really wanted was to enjoy the atmosphere and have some quality time together.
2. Amanda.
Earlier this year, I went to a jazz festival in Holland. Although I'm nearly 60, I'd never been to a music festival before, so it was quite an experience for me. What I liked most about it was that it was held in a huge conference centre, which meant I didn't have to go too far to see the different acts. The lineup was absolutely amazing as well. I didn't know all the artists, of course, but I did get to see some of my favourite musicians. The only thing I wasn't so keen on was having to sit down for some of the concerts. I really wanted to dance during some of the performances, but the seating made it impossible.
3. Gabriel.
I've been to quite a few festivals, like that big one which takes place in the desert. The last one I went to, though, was a dance music festival on a ship. It set off from Orlando in the United States, and we sailed around for a few days listening to house music and partying. There was a really good atmosphere, and I had a lot of fun, but I wouldn't do it again. That's because a friend of mine recently pointed out that those cruise ships have a huge carbon footprint. In fact, they have the same carbon emissions as around 12,000 cars. So I'll be looking for one which is a bit more sustainable in future.
4. Lucy.
My husband and I have been attending the same music festival for around 10 years now. It takes place in the south of England and there are 200-odd performers from all over the world. The thing I like most is that the festival goers are pretty sensible, so it's not as crazy as some of those rock festivals. Apart from the music, there are other acts like poets and so on, so there's something for everyone. There's even a campsite, so you can take your tent and stay there if you want to. We've been staying in a guest house for the last couple of years, though, because it's more comfortable.
5. Seb.
About a year ago, I went to an ice music festival in Norway. I sort of thought it would be like a normal festival, but in the cold. However, it turned out that everything was made from ice. There were ice sculptures and that kind of thing. But what amazed me most was that the instruments were made out of ice. I couldn't believe how much work the organisers had put into it. All the buildings were kind of igloos made from fresh snow, so it was pretty sustainable. The only thing I didn't like was that it was colder than I expected. I guess you can't complain about the cold at an ice festival, though.